And now we're turning our attention to one of the biggest snack foods today, string cheese. Baker Cheese in St. Cloud, Wisconsin isn't the inventor of string cheese, but they consider themselves string cheese innovators, or string cheese pioneers, if you will. Dan Higgins is here to tell us more. He writes about food and drink for the USA Today Network, Wisconsin. Dan, welcome to Central Time.
Well, thanks for having me on.
So what exactly does it mean to be a string cheese pioneer?
Inventor is always kind of tricky when it comes to food and history, but Francis Baker, who was the son of Frank Baker, who originally founded Baker Cheese back in 1916, went to a seminar about mozzarella cheese, which is what they were really big into making at the time, and it kind of got the wheels turning in his head about the stretchiness of the cheese, which is why it's so popular in pizzas. You know, when you pull a piece of pizza away, it's got mozzarella. It's got that nice stringy texture to it. And it kind of got him to thinking about just the nature of mozzarella. And so he took, in the story that, you know, Brian Baker will tell, who's currently the president and Francis' grandson, he took a block of their, they were doing consumer-sized blocks of mozzarella cheese for sale at typical homes and retail locations. He took it, heated it up, stretched it out, rolled it, cut it up into pieces, and then just kind of started taking out and testing it to see how people would react to it. You know, that's where you get that stringiness from when you pull it apart. So that's kind of where it started, and they just kind of kept going with it and figuring out how can we then go from having to hand roll and hand stretch the cheese to creating, basically building machines that will then do that for us as well. And from there, just kind of kept growing.
And so when were they first starting to experiment with the string cheese?
That was the late 70s.
Okay.
1970s is kind of when that all started to happen. And the timing was actually pretty good because that's, back then, you know, shredded cheeses were still, you know, that wasn't really a thing. You know, there weren't a lot of shredded cheeses in the grocery stores, and that was about to come. At the time, they were playing around with this string cheese, and what started, you know, was a couple hundred pounds a month, and it has grown to be about 3 million sticks, up to 3 million sticks a day that they're turning out now.
Featured in lunch boxes nationwide, I'm sure. So I am curious because, as you said, the mozzarella on pizzas has that really nice, you know, elasticity. And obviously the string cheese has that stringiness to it. But like when you get fresh mozzarella, it doesn't have that quality at all. So what do they do to the mozzarella to get it into that shape and that condition?
And that's where that reheating actually is what does that. You know, so you get the cheese where normally if you're going to make your mozzarella, you'd go through the normal process. You separate the whey, you turn into curds, you then compress the curds together to form it into blocks and cut it up and package it or shred it or whatever. Well, what they do is instead of just letting it age or and actually mozzarella is not aged at all, it's a fresh cheese, but what they do then is they take it and they actually reheat it in water baths. And it's in that second reheating then, and then the rolling and the stretching and the machines that they use now to get it to that size, that's where that stringiness really comes into play for them.
So I've seen other cheeses like Colby Jack and stuff that are kind of calling themselves string cheese because they look like it, but it's really not string cheese unless it's that mozzarella, right?
You can always come up with names whatever you want, but I mean ultimately it is, you know, to me the test is if I pull that and I get that nice fun little pieces of strings coming off when I rip off a piece, to me that's string cheese, and that's how I would define it. And yes, it's the mozzarella, just that stretchiness that lends it to be that kind of a cheese.
And I have to say, it just doesn't taste quite the same if you're just biting into it, if you're not peeling off those strings.
Right, exactly. And this is one too where actually if you let the string cheese warm up a little bit, or even pop in the microwave for a couple seconds, if it's coming out of your refrigerator, you know, unwrap it. Don't do it in a single wrap, but and pull it. Then you're going to get more. that's where, and if it's really fresh, it will actually squeak as well, just like our cheese curds.
Like those curds. So is Baker Cheese still a family business?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, they're in there right now. Brian Baker is the president and CEO. He's fourth generation. And then two of his brothers and one of their cousins are also in lead roles with the company right now.
And so they have taken on the mantle of being string cheese innovators, string cheese pioneers. You know, that's a lot to live up to. What's next for Baker Cheese? What do they see on the horizon?
I think continuing to kind of experiment, and you'll see this now where they've got a jalapeno string cheese out, which has little pieces of jalapeno in it, or, looking at what kind of add-ins can you now add to the string cheese, so it's not just the regular string cheese, but what are some of the other flavors you can add in to kind of expand that. I think that's one, as far as the innovation side of it goes. I think it's just continuing to produce lots of string cheese as the demand, demand continues to go. The snack cheeses are really a popular item right now. It's for snacking, it's not just necessarily in kids' lunches anymore. It tends to be, you can have a nice little piece of cheese with a good amount of protein to snack on. It's easy to transport, especially those individual wrappers. It makes it super easy to just have it on hand if you just need a little snack to get you boost to get you through the afternoon kind of lulls.
Convenient and delicious. What more could we ask for? Dan, thanks so much for joining us today.
No problem. Thank you.
That was Dan Higgins. He writes about food and drink for USA Today Network Wisconsin, and you can find his article about Baker Cheese on the Central Time Facebook page.